Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What is up, friendos? It is hour two of In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's your boys, Bogman and the Welsh.
The Welsh.
That's me. The Welsh.
Yeah, the Welsh.
Hey.
Sure.
Hi. How are you?
The Welsh. Sure. Yeah, Bogman. Okay. Oh. Right. So, who am I, the Welsh?
Yeah, so Bogman's doing a bit here, and it's in tease of our upcoming secret show we're going to have over on patreon.com.
Yeah, secret show. Great.
So here's the things that are going to be covered on the secret show. We do two a month. I didn't do the 2 a week thing, Bugs. We do 2 a month, varying topics, comedy based. We want to make you laugh. We want to tell stories. Last one was a huge one. We did an hour and a half, and we did, we did the full breakdown of the Joker. What was the other thing?
Oh,
was
the lyrics. People hear an hour and a half to listen to this, and they just roll their eyes.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be
3 hours.
That show's supposed to be like 15 minutes to an hour, and like every time we go an hour 10, and that was our longest one, an hour 30, and we're breaking down the Joker, and we did worst song lyrics of all time. Nobody had anything to say about that show, so we won't be following up on that at all. So thanks, everybody. But we will be talking about El Camino. We've got some stories because we had everybody else out here at first
story,
pitch.
Sure. El Camino, right.
Yours
right.
Specifically was an incredible waitress we had at a restaurant who, she was very nice, like, because you've got to pair it out for what I was about to say. She was the worst waitress of all time. But she wasn't the worst waitress like how the horrible people are. Like we've all, every single day it seems like, you go to a place and you're around somebody, waitress or waiter, doesn't matter, who literally hates you, hates themselves, hates their job, does not care at all if you think they're scum or not. Then there's just the like, you know, I don't care, but I'll kind of like, I'll just do enough. You know, I'll just be a waitress enough to try to get my normal tip. This person, she was very pleasant. She wanted to be really nice, but she single-handedly screwed every single thing up. And she had a personality quirk that we couldn't stare her in the eyes when she would come over here. It wasn't a physical thing. It wasn't at all. It's something she kept doing.
Yeah.
Everything, something she kept doing where Bogman and I had to turn away. And then he looked at me and he went, uh-oh. And Bogman did the, uh-oh, I see Welsh losing it. And it was a whole thing. What? So.
What was it like? I remember my worst instance of one of those where you look at someone and you know you're both are going to just start cracking up laughing, so you have to look away. It was at a wedding for me. I was, you know, our friend Kate, she was a bridesmaid at this wedding, and it was like, I don't even know how to explain the weirdness of this wedding, so I just won't try.
Yeah, please don't. Is it the one where you're famously dancing?
No, it was definitely not that one. So, but she's a bridesmaid at this wedding. This is like right after high school, by the way. So it was a long time.
Is this that one person?
Yeah, oh, it is. It's that person.
Who changed with the things and the kids and the religions?
Okay. It's part of that group, but it's not the person.
Sorry. I made it less interesting.
But so they're singing these, I'm just going to call them songs I haven't heard. So, and it's in a different language. So I'm looking down at the ground, and the person singing them is doing like the biggest half-ass effort, you know, like, and I'm, you know, start to laugh a little bit, right? But I'm not a small person, and I never have been, so people can see my shoulders.
You can't hide your laughing, is what you're saying.
No, no, yeah, and I have this big grin on my face, and my buddy's trying to calm me down, so he, like, pokes me in the ribs, right, with his elbow. Like, hey, stop.
Chill
stop.
Out. Yeah,
one,
yeah.
One of those. Yeah. And it makes it worse for me.
Mm.
So I start laughing a little bit harder and I look up and Kate is staring like daggers at me.
Absolutely. But she is.
Because she's trying to get me to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
But then she sees a big, stupid grin on my face and she starts to get a grin on her face. And then she looks immediately down.
You and I are the worst with that infectious laugh. Not trying to be all like, hey, look at us. But infectious laugh, you and I trigger each other worse than anything. And we'll become so over the top that we'll start a chain effect. And that is it's close to what happened. And we were with a bunch of listeners that were out here for First Pitch, and we were all having some food and some drinks, and it was a whole thing. So either way, if you like our audio universe, the comedy show that we're doing, the secret show that we do, we'll be talking about that as well. We'll be talking about El Camino, and freaking Watchmen is coming back. Someone asked me, they're like, I got to get rid of my HBO this month because of the Righteous Gemstones is over, so got to get this off. And I was like, Watchmen? He's like, damn it. He's like, all right, he got me back again. Which I would say one of the best shows on television is HBO's Succession. And I can't get over it. You got to watch it. It pisses me off that you won't watch it. It pisses me off.
You know what's funny is you and Paul Spohr can be best friends because I S'd on it at the poker table the other night. And he's like, why don't you like that show? I'm like, because it's about rich, scummy white people.
No, it's because I like it. It's absolutely not. I have proven, this is a fact and a science, I have done nothing but good picks. Bogman fought Breaking Bad. And I said, you have to watch Breaking Bad. And you watched it and you loved it. When I tell you, you have to watch something.
I watched 4 episodes of Succession and it was awful amazing. I hated it.
It's great.
It's not good. It's about a bunch of spoiled rich people essing on poor people. No thanks. I get enough of that in real life, so I don't need any of it on my television,
Bogman's
too.
Bogman's with the 90%, huh? Or 99%.
Well, you know it. I don't make any money.
Did we mention Patreon, by the way? Come on, check it out.
Yes,
over on Patreon.
Please join it. Get me into the 98.
Yeah, so Bogman can crap on the poor people. That's all he's looking for.
Yeah. That's what I want. Right. Yeah, as soon as I get up to helicopter status, then I'll love Succession. But until then, I think I'm just a little bit behind, so no thanks.
I want to do that helicopter Uber. I'm not sure if I would ever feel more important than if I got to be Uber helicoptered somewhere.
Helicoptered?
Yeah, helicoptered. You got like $1,000 just to helicopter me around town real quick?
No. No, if I had $1,000, that is the last thing I would spend it on.
Well, we would spend it on gambling.
Probably get my car fixed.
It on gambling from last week. That is what we learned. Rough week last week in the world of ITL pick'ems.
You know, we're like Mark McGwire. We're not here to talk about the past.
Mm.
We're here to talk about the future.
Wasn't that Rafael Palmeiro?
No, Rafael Palmeiro was the guy that
was
like...
Why can I not say his name? You didn't say it right either.
I didn't say it right either. Rafael Palmeiro.
Palmeiro. How about that? Yeah, it doesn't feel right.
Palmeiro. Yeah, he was the guy that was like waving his finger at the congressman. Like, you accuse me. And then he got caught like 2 months later. Best thing ever.
Yeah.
So I was 5-8 for both. Against the spread and over under. Not great. You were 4-9 against the spread, so you're worse than me. That's the worst we've had all year. And then 8-5, though, on the over-under. So you were good there. So you were the only one of us to have positive, and then you also had the worst week that we've had. So
thanks. Thanks for making me feel great. My over-under's 48-38. So it's still me on the over-under. No, your over-unders are magnificent. And I am.
They were just bad last week.
Yeah, they were bad last week. And I thought I was really good. Yeah, I was good with my pick'ems from before, but they're kind of leveling out a little bit now. So it was just an overall rough week. I'm going to guess we didn't hit our parlays.
I didn't even bother looking. So no, we didn't, because the Rams lost. Atlanta lost and Washington won, but not by 3.5. You actually didn't get one.
Great.
So
is there such a thing as a reverse parlay?
I got the over on Atlanta, Arizona, and that's it.
So. If you get all of them wrong, you should get at least your bet back.
Is that right? Is that how it should work?
I think so. Isn't there a site that'll do that?
I think it should work like that if you do like six or more. Like if you get every single one wrong.
That takes talent.
At six. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying. Like the odds are so far against that you should get something back. So, but.
Someone has to do that. Someone is going to tweet us and they're going to tell us that like there is totally some site that does that.
I doubt it.
You see, by the way, that they just did. They just opened up gambling in Oregon.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I know. I'm looking around. What Arizona?
I mean, it's just never going to happen.
It's just
we're
so lame.
Be in the dirt before it does. So.
I don't know. I literally, you're not wrong. Might not be alive.
It's the only thing that makes me want to move out of the state. That's it.
Yeah, we might not live to see the heat on occasion.
The heat on occasion makes me not want to live in this state, but for the most part, when it's boiling over here and I feel like I can't stand it, I just think about digging my car out of snow or doing snow tires or
something
having to deal with any of that stuff, anything with snow or ice or sleet or below 32 degrees
or
where
tornadoes.
It's too cold for me just to wear my shorts. I don't like it.
You're a person that's about comfortability. So anything that makes you uncomfortable or makes you do extra stuff,
you're not into.
So to be fair, even though as both of us fat guys, cold is better for us because we work out better in cold and get to wear, big clothing and clothing that doesn't do all the stuff. There's more work involved in a colder or a crazy weathery climate. You'd have to.
Climate.
What did I say? Climate. Climate.
Climate.
Climate. Why say climate?
Climate.
It's like Palmero. I can't say words today. Palmero and climate.
You're like how I was reading the ball bag question.
That is exactly right. But it's like you have to dress up or you have to get, water stuff or you have to get up your car. In Arizona, you just have to turn on your air conditioning. That's it. And that's easier for you. And you can put on some shorts.
Well, it's not just easier for me, Welsh. I would argue that it's easier for every person in the world.
Yeah, except it's more expensive.
More expensive?
Air conditioning? Are you kidding me?
Okay.
You think
about heat.
Yeah, but you can get some blankets. Toughen up.
Yeah, you get some blankets, right. Yeah. They give away that burning logs, right? They're free.
Yeah, but
so you don't have to pay
them.
For those.
Yeah,
now.
Absolutely. You can get a fireplace. They don't have a reverse fireplace.
Yeah, no, they don't.
They should.
So,
an ice place.
Actually, there is kind of that in...
An ice chimney.
Ice chi.
It doesn't work.
They have stuff like that in the Middle East where they design the buildings to catch the air the right way. So it's like, it's always a cooler breeze down at the bottom of the building. So...
No.
Yep.
One of those buildings
don't know. We're reaching here. So.
I mean, are you talking about like... like when we go, a couple hours south and we're like, hey, look, there's these
igloos.
What are the things out here? The like little, not temples, but it's like mud huts. Like, hey, look at this mud
hut.
What
are you talking about?
Like the
mud
huts? The old Indian housing there.
No,
in the houses
dude, I
stuff.
Saw, I, what I'm talking about, I saw on like a Future Cities thing on, National Geographic.
Figured out
channels.
How to harness, when it's 118 out, they figured out how to harness out some good 70 degree weather by wind pattern.
It's about, but it's about 30 degrees different. So if it's 120 out, it's 90 at
this
the bottom.
This is why we're not good at picks, by the way.
This is why?
This might be why we're not good.
This is why. This is the distraction that gets us.
To be fair, not one range
you're
of pickups.
You're clogging up your mind with Future City, son.
Not
you
over-unders.
You study football.
Not over-unders or lines. Are we under 500 for the year? We are 500 or over.
Dude, we are murdering Gary Davenport. Gary talks about on the IDP show and on Twitter all the time about just how terrible his picks. He said he's, I think, 13 games under 500 for the season. Mm. So
is he doing it like we do, just every single game?
He writes articles. Yeah, I think he does the Thursday game too. But
what do you think I'm better at? This week was rough. Coming into last week, I was dead even on both.
I think you're better at against the spread.
Really?
I think, you're over unders.
Even though I'm 10 games over against on the over unders.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Let's see. I'm looking. The only week that you weren't over 500 on the over unders was week one. Let's see, 8-6. I was 11-4. I was 10-5. You were 10-5.
This is the first week I've been under. This is the first week I've been under on my pick'ems too.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you're over. I'm right at. I mean, I'm right at 500 on the against the spread, and I'm 51-35, 16 games over on the against the spread. So, and you are 2 games above 500 against the spread, and on the over unders, you're 10 games up. So, we're doing better. Look. I literally gave up counting the totals about week 6 last year because I just didn't want to see it or say it. It was embarrassing. So we're doing much, much better this season. So
we're locked in. We're locked. This is why FNTSY has us, right?
Yeah, we're definitely not time fillers.
So no, and it's definitely not, you know, all the other filler stuff we had in there, which we did a good job at. But hey, you know, what do you got here? We've only got like 2 minutes before, so I don't want to like get into games. Give me an overall perspective of this week, because I thought I was walking into last week feeling relatively confident, but it was hands down our worst week that we've had. When you look at just an overarching thing on this week's, do you feel more confident or less confident?
I feel more confident this week, but still the injuries start to get you at this point in the season, right? Yeah. You know, you forget about X or Y or a quarterback change or a team coming off a bye week. It's things of that nature that make this tougher moving deeper into the season. Because once you think you kind of figured it out, things start to switch up and change on you. So, and we do have a lot of that this week. So we kind of have to comb a little bit more slowly than we normally do through these games, just to make sure that we're looking at all angles.
Yeah,
that's all.
Only so. 2 games. Maybe we need to double check too when we're on break here. Make sure our lines are all correct. But only 2 games.
I did hit them.
Okay, cool. 2 games that are 50 or over, and there are 4 games that are under 42. So I think that says a pretty decent amount about what we're in for this week, but I feel confident too. This is our mortal locks of the week. This is our lock week, right? We're going over 500 in every category, both of us.
I'm not calling that. I would say I'm fairly confident this week. How about that?
Okay. Someone I know.
Does that help you?
Yeah, someone I know, help me out, because we want to gamble, but we need you to be in a place where we can, or you can gamble. Clearly not, or, you know what I'm saying.
We're just going to help you out. You know, whatever you give you back our way would be our way.
Whether
I think I will send you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, or not, so you know what I'm saying. All right, we got to get a break.
We'll probably come.
When we come back, we will not talk about pueblos, igloos, or cooling in 118 degree weather. We will talk about the games, and we're going to go through our over-unders. We're going to get the lines, and let's see where we're at, and we're going to pick the parlay, so don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey,
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league...
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is Bogman, who you hear on Saturdays right here on FNTSY for, what, 6 hours?
That's right. For my time, it's 9 to 2. And the East Coast, 9 to 5. So, or 10 to 5. So, noon to 5. That's what I said.
I was about to say, Bogman, you don't know time zones.
If you're, nope.
Like, my time, it's 9 to 2. You're like, my time, it's 9 to 2. East Coast, 9 to 2.
9 to 2. That's right. East Coast, 9 to 2.
I think you added 3 hours to the back. You're like, it's 9 to 5 on the East Coast. It's like, no, it doesn't work.
9 to 5, yeah. I'm just working a full job on the East Coast, so...
It's actually the worst thing about Arizona, the second worst after not being able to gambling. No. The worst thing is the time zone thing, because every human being only works off of East Coast time, and then everyone thinks they're good, and then Arizona says, yeah, we're also going to change our time zone in November. We're going to become Mountain Standard. So then we're 2 hours behind East.
I made Joe Pizzapia's day, because we record on Wednesdays with him for the Black Book show, and you weren't able to go this week. And he said, hey, you want to go early? And I said, no, I can't, because I have the rest of my recordings up until when we start the Black Book. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot. I guess it's 10 again. Sorry. You know, like, I could feel the depression in his text. And then when I talked to him, I'm like, well, it's only 2 more weeks of this at 10, because then the time change happens. And then we're coming at you at 9 your time. So it's still 7 for us. And he's like, I made his day. He was so happy. Great. He's like, oh, God, this is going to be so good. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. You know, he's just so happy about it.
Good
so,
for him.
You know, made his day.
Good for him. We make everybody else's day.
Good for you.
While we fill ours. All right. Let's get to these bad boys. So recap. Bogman against the line is an even 43-43. The over-unders, a very beautiful 51-35. What is that percent?
High.
Well, let's look what it is. Calculator. Let's see.
I just couldn't figure out time zones. You asking me to do percentages?
Is it 59%? Did I do the math right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I got 50. I'll accept your answer.
59%. I am 44-42 against the spread, so a tiny bit better than Bogman, and 48-38 against the over-unders. Yeah, on the over-unders. So I'm over 500 on both. Bogman has the worst and the best record combined here. So let's hit the first game. It is Arizona at the New York Football Giants. Pretty high over. It's one of the only two 50s. It's 50.5, and the Giants are a 3-point home favorite. What do you think about this bad boy, Boggs?
I know it's going to be super high scoring, so I'm going to go with the over. Neither one of these teams has a decent defense, but this is one of those occasions where we have to take into consideration all stuff happening, and Patrick Peterson is coming back for the Cardinals this week. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Patrick Peterson is going to make up ground for this. I think I'm still going to take the Giants because they're the home team. They're getting their standard -3, two rookie quarterbacks going up against each other. It's who makes fewer mistakes, right? Between the Giants and the Cardinals. And I think the Giants, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think the Giants will make fewer mistakes than the Cardinals in this game, whether it be, you know, turnovers on offense or blown assignments on defense and things like that. I still think I'm taking the Giants in this one, but I expect next to no defense to be played and unbelievably high scoring game. So give me the Giants and the over.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with you. I definitely was going to go Giants on this one. I actually like Giants. I do a straight up pick 'em group, which is a fun one too. And I was like, well, I'm taking the Giants on this. I don't think I feel as confident as you. I don't feel even crazy confident on the line, even though I'm getting the standard 3. I don't feel as confident as you as far as the points being scored, because I think there could also just be some offy, messy offense.
Week.
Yeah, well, I'm going New York and over. I already said that. So I'm going with you. It's not my mortal lock of the week is what I'm getting at. I don't feel as confident as you, but Saquon Barkley returning is a big deal. A few of the other guys I think are still in question. Is Ingram and Shepard, are they both in question? They haven't been ruled out yet, I don't believe.
Yeah, they haven't been ruled out, but they're both in question.
Ingram would be a huge get for the Giants. I think he
practiced Wednesday, so I think Ingram should be. I think he's good, but Shepard is the bigger.
I wouldn't be surprised if we got a full go for Ingram if the line moved at all. Just because I know it's a little bit overplayed, but Arizona against the tight end, I think they're the second worst at this point.
Yeah, maybe fire up if he doesn't play. Maybe we're firing up Red Ellison. You know,
no, that's a good point. Yeah, but Saquon coming back makes all the difference in the world, having some of the offensive weapons, because, you know, Arizona's really bad. But, you know, there's something to be said if it's a high scoring game that, I don't know, man, Arizona could touch that line. But I'm going to go New York in the over, but I don't feel too confident about it. Houston. Yes, Houston. Bogman's old stomping-ish grounds is going to Indianapolis, where the Colts are a 1-point home favorite. Over-under is 47.5. Why am I surprised that Indianapolis is a home favorite?
I think you're surprised because Houston? No, it's because Houston has been so good, but the Colts are coming off a bye. So 2 weeks to prep for a division rival and you're at home. Plus, they're not getting your standard 3 points. If these teams are even, you get 3 points because you're the home team. So they're clearly not. I mean, the line says Texans, and that's what I'm going to take the Texans to win this game straight up, because they've looked so good the last 2 weeks, and in particular Deshaun Watson has looked so good in the last couple weeks. But if this game feels trappy, I feel like, you know, your confidence level on the Giants Cardinals game is what I have here for this one, but I'm going to take the Texans, because even coming back we still have questionable bits from, you know, Malik Hooker, and now it looks like Paris Campbell is out. Not that he played a big role
or any role.
Not a huge role. But Justin Houston is questionable still too. Eric Ebron has an illness, so you know, and they put Ture on the IR. So I'm going Houston.
You seem torn on that over under is what I was getting at.
Yeah, I was filibustering.
I can tell.
Yeah, Houston and over.
Ooh, I'm going to go Houston and under.
Houston and under.
Take the opposite side of that one. Yeah, I mean, I think Indianapolis, with the poorish offensive line that Houston has, is going to be able to get off some drives. I don't know how, you know, I mean, the good receivers in Hilton and Hopkins, but I'm just not sure how. I feel like both teams, what I'm trying to say is effectiveness, is I don't know how much both teams are going to successfully move the ball consistently. I definitely think there's going to be some points scored, but, you know, walking out of this 24-21, that feels right. That feels about right for maybe a closer game that's going to play a little bit of defense. Both these teams can play some defense, and there's some offensive line worries in Houston. Will Fuller is good to go, so that is a good positive for them slinging the ball. But there might be some ball.
Go ahead. Losing the two defensive linemen for the Colts, because Houston missed some practices, so we're not 100% sure on his status, and Ture is out. I think it's going to give Houston a little bit of opportunity to move the ball better, and they have been better. Like, the offensive line was super bad, but it seems like ever since that Falcons game where they didn't let Watson get hit, they're playing better. So I'm just going to go with momentum on the over-under and say over because of that.
So they were Jonah Hill?
They were Jonah Hill, yeah. Are they the Penguin?
No, the Riddler? Super bad.
Oh, super bad. Super bad.
Yeah. I was going to do the Michael, but I forgot his last name. Is it Cena? What's his name? Michael Cera.
Yeah.
I was going to go with him.
Michael Cena. You can't see me. Like his voice would crack.
Yeah,
right?
That would be him. I bet he could play John Cena as a kid. Don't you think?
The funny thing about my back, Jules, is it's on my, you know what? So.
Super bad. All right. Next game up here. Well,
what's next?
Oh my God. Miami.
I know. Can you believe this?
I can't even believe this line. Miami at Buffalo. Buffalo is a 17-point favorite. The over is 41.
Whoa. Oh, man.
Oh, man. I hate this game.
Oh, man.
You know what? I'm going to say it right now. I'm taking Miami. I'm already saying that. I'm taking Miami.
All right. All right. So you're taking Miami.
And I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take Miami and the over.
Miami and the over?
Yep. I'm just going to do it.
Oh, I hate the Dolphins so much. Oh, I think they're one of the worst teams I've seen.
Everything about this.
So this line is driving me nuts, but I think I'm going to take Miami. But I think if I'm taking them, it's because I'm taking the under. Like, I think this is a game flow thing where Miami's not scoring. Maybe they're moving the ball a little bit better with Fitzpatrick. Oh God, I hate that I'm even saying that. But maybe they're moving the ball a little bit better with Fitzpatrick and it's slowing down the Bills offense a touch. I don't think they're going to have a lot of room to do that, but I think if I was going with the over, I think I would take Buffalo. But it's such like this is kind of just a 50-50 game either way. The line's just too big. So I feel like you have to take Miami, and I'm going to take Miami the under. So
and you're going to go under on 41. I mean, that's pretty – I mean, I don't blame you. This could be 20-0, 20-3. There's a lot of different ways this can go. I mean, Miami is horrid. Buffalo's just not the team that where I see that line and I go, oh, yeah, clearly I'm going to do that. I mean, Buffalo's going to move the ball. Love Devin Singletary back. I could see them winning by 20. I don't think that's impossible. Yeah. I definitely think Buffalo wins, but I don't know. There's going to be a game. There's going to be a game or two where Miami is going to be competitive. And
They went for two. They could have won against Washington if they made that two-point conversion.
And this is one where I want it to be competitive. Maybe you're going to see a little bit more of a feature of Kenyon Drake because he's a trade possibility.
What does feature even mean in Miami?
Well, I mean, just, you know, get nothing. Him out there more, you know, throw him around, let people see that he can still do stuff. The wideouts can still do a few things. Buffalo isn't, they're not free of issues overall. I mean, Robert Foster's back. John Brown's a little banged up, but Devin Singletary is back. I mean, this is tough because, like, Buffalo is a fun team to go for, but that line is just too big for me. A lot of things can happen.
And I think division games in general play a little bit closer. So that's why I would take Miami in this one as well. And familiarity, maybe they've seen each other's tricks a couple times. So let's go with Miami, and that's I'm going to take the under.
Yeah,
so.
I'm going to go with the over. All right, Minnesota at Detroit. Minnesota is a 1.5-point favorite, over under 44. This is a game I don't love because Minnesota immediately breeds under for me. Detroit's going to want to sling the ball as much as they can. Kerryon Johnson has been questionable, though still the workhorse, and Minnesota's defense could be stout. So I feel trapped with Minnesota at 1.5, and I'm going to take Minnesota because I'm going to take those points. But if Minnesota's going to win, I also feel like it's going to be them controlling the clock a little bit more. But we also know that, you know, this team is capable of a guy like Diggs going off for 3 touchdowns. I think I'm talking myself into the over. Damn it. I'm going to go with the over. You know what? I'm going to go with the over in Minnesota. I was going to take under, but I talked myself into the over.
So that's the harder part here because I think Minnesota is kind of easy, right?
A little trappy, though. Feels trappy.
It does because Detroit's at home, and if there's any, you know, if there's any team that is going to deserve the calls to go their way, it is Detroit because they really got screwed out of a win on the road against the Packers. But I feel like that's more about the Packers not being great than it is about the Lions being good. So I'm going to say Minnesota in this game. I'm going to take the over as well. I think Minnesota, like Kirk Cousins, really kind of woke up. And I know it was against the Eagles, but I think he's kind of showing like, hey, you know, I understand that you want to run the ball 50 times a game and that's what you want to do, but I can throw and I'm going to be able to do it. And I'm not the gif of, you know, me throwing the, what was it? The balloon at the thing, and he almost missed it.
The gender reveal. I just like hearing you call it the balloon at
the
thing.
Yeah, that balloon with the thing. Yeah, thanks for helping me there. Yeah, I'm like, I'm sitting here drowning. I'm like, throw me a life preserver. You're like, you're good.
Just like you helped me with the Pueblos over there.
Kick harder. Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. I was like, igloos, mud huts? What? What are you talking about?
Mud people. So
I'm going to take the Vikings and the over, even with the bad gender reveal video, because he just Kirk Cousins, all it took was Zach Brown talking some smack, and he proved it. By the way, did you see that the Eagles just cut Zach Brown after talking all that ass?
Yeah, you can't talk that type of crap and not back it up to that level. You got to go.
I mean, this is, you like that guy. Come on. You like that? Let's go.
You got to go.
You got to go. Let's go. So Minnesota in the over. That's what you said too, right?
Yep, Minnesota in the over. All right, what do we got? We got time for another one at least. Oakland at Green Bay. Green Bay is a 5.5-point favorite. Over-under is 46, but there are a million questions surrounded with this game. All of the wideouts were banged up. Earlier in the week, there was none of the guys in Green Bay practiced on none of them practiced on Thursday. Kind of same thing with Oakland. And I mean, Tyrell Williams, all those guys. So we're going to look probably a little bit closer to game time to get a full reveal of what the offenses look like. But both of these can potentially try to run it down each other's throat, which immediately gets me to the under. I think this is a hard game to take the over on. Both defenses can do some work as well. So I think this is kind of an easy under for me. But as far as where I want to go with the line, I'm pretty stuck because if all the wideouts don't go, I want to take Oakland. But if I got Adams and MVS, I feel better. But I don't think I'm going to.
Nah.
I'm going to go Oakland in the under. I feel confident about the under. I do not feel confident about the Oakland pick, though.
I think so far, if we were picking the parlays out of these games, Oakland in the under would be 2 for me.
Yeah, me too. I already have Houston -1 is on my parlay.
Yeah, I would take the over in the Giants-Cardinals game, but I would say Oakland in the under is just kind of easy in this one. Oakland coming off the bye week, they looked much better. And we saw them, you know, you give them a little time to prep and they'll beat you. That's exactly what they did to Denver on opening night. So I think Oakland in the under is kind of easy in this one. And Green Bay just looked not great at home on Monday night, needed the refs to bail them out. Did you see the meme of the ref doing the Lambeau leap?
I did. They're like the ref jumping into the crowd after he helped Green Bay to a win.
Do you want to see the most embarrassing thing in the world? You need to go to Twitter, grab your phone, go to Twitter, and type in Adam Schefter Lambeau leap.
How do I spell
it? Type it in. Go fast.
Schefter Lambeau. Well, his stupid name is.
All right. Yeah, I know.
I typed it in, and all right, here we go. All right, here he goes. Let me unmute it.
Twitter followers do not believe he can make it.
I don't either.
All right, Adam.
Let's get to it. Here we go. Here goes nothing. Oh, my God.
Don't slip. Oh, my gosh. Don't slip.
They literally had to pull him up into it. He did. His arms didn't even go over the railing.
Do you think you could have slid a credit card in between his feet and the ground his leap?
I'm looking here. I'm there might be. He didn't even jump.
He just ran into the wall and they dragged him up by his arms.
That's a 2-inch vertical.
Oh my God.
How tiny is he? Is he really short?
Oh, yeah. He's like 5'2", 5'3". He's a short guy. I think. I mean, maybe he's 5'6".
I don't know. All right, we got to go break. We'll be right back.
He's short. All right. Bye.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In This League.
What is up? We are back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Want to come have some fun? Come on down to Patreon and get a part of Thursday Nights with Bogman. Get in our secret shows. You can come have fun in the GroupMe rooms. Just be a part of the action if you want. Casey Bubba, our boy, coming up again, kind of finishing out October with us, coming up on the podcast here in the next segment. How did Casey do last week? Because you guys do the prop bets, right?
Yeah, that's right. He did pretty well. He's been getting better on those prop bets.
Sounds like a Schefter leap.
So no, it's pretty good from what I filled that sheet out on Sunday, so I don't really remember, but it seems like every week he's gotten better. And I know last week it was lots and lots of green on that sheet instead of red. So that was good.
I would love to get lots and lots of green. Is there a better feeling? And this is the problem. It's the problem with gambling overall, but is there a better feeling than just nailing a bet that you're confident on?
Oh, a bet. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Nailing in general. Hammers and bets and stuff. Yeah, all those are
nailing great. Anything, right?
Yeah, no nailing problem. Palin, that right. type of stuff.
Yep, that's one of my favorites. So, it feels great, especially when everyone's doubting you. I think that's the best thing.
You know what else?
It's just like picking a player that's good and no one believes you. Like what we did. McCaffrey.
Yeah, Cattell Marte in baseball. You know, you just made me think of speaking of Nalen Palin. I saw Lisa Ann sharing something on Twitter. And I know it was just some shoes. And I was like, what's she doing? And I clicked and like her profile thing, like, you know, comes up and it shows you. And I just was
Fleshlight shoes.
No. Can you imagine Fleshlight shoes? But what was killing me was her bio, and her entire bio was just like, you know, fantasy sports analyst on you know, whatever, Sirius and fantasy this and author of the, you know, the life, the fantasy. And it was like, we're not going to talk about the other stuff. Like, I guess it's presumed. I guess it's
fantasy
all presumed.
Analyst.
Just like, it'd just be like you and I not having In This League, you know, or fat somewhere in our profile, like our picture.
Professional eater. Right.
Yeah. Something like that. All right. Let's get back to the action here. Speaking of, no pun intended, Jacksonville at Cincinnati. We're doing our over-unders and our pick-ems. Jacksonville is a 3-point favorite against Cincinnati. And can I start with a give me a break? Jacksonville, we're both clearly going with, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, look, the Bengals are going to improve at some point this season. They're going to get offensive linemen back. Hopefully AJ Green comes back and the defense gets a little bit better with some time. This is not the week. So it's, for me, this is easy Jacksonville. I'm going to take the over just because I think Cincinnati is going to set up short fields and a lot of three and outs and stuff. And if they're not doing that, then they're probably scoring on Jacksonville. So I'm going with the over, and Jacksonville kind of easy in this one. Pretty confident.
Yeah, I feel a little bit torn on the over, but you just wrote it in. But I am going to go with the over. Jacksonville's a clear cut for me. It might be on the parlay play, but I'm clearly going to go with the over. All right, so let's move to the next one. Rams at the Falcons, biggest over of the week, 55. Rams, though, only a 3-point road favorite. So what do you think?
I think Rams and the over in this one. This is another one where, look, the Dolphins might be the worst team I've ever seen. The Falcons might have a worse defense than the Dolphins. They're terrible. They are really, really not good at stopping anything. So I think, you know, the Rams presumably getting Todd Gurley back and having all those weapons, Jared Goff needing a get right game.
But also nothing guaranteed with Gurley, though. I mean, even
nothing guaranteed.
But even to the point, like, you know, he can, you know, they can say like, oh, yeah, it looks like he's going to be good to go. You know, they could come out for a couple runs and then it's Daryl Henderson all game.
Right. I just think that Atlanta is the slump buster for the NFC this year. So I think I'm going Rams in the over. I think Atlanta's having a long season. They got nothing on defense. It's pathetic.
No,
but they can score. So the Rams have been bad on defense, you know, and that's why they went and traded 2 first-round picks for Ramsey. Part of the reason. So I think easy Rams and over.
Just worry about this becoming like a 30-17 game, or even if we were like, I mean,
who's scoring 17 though? Which one of those
Falcons?
Teams?
Falcons. I'm worried about the over on this.
They put up points every week.
Okay, but the Rams defense can also like not mess around. Adding Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, but they
gave
up 55 to the Bucs, dude. Come on.
This could be 35-17, and it still doesn't hit the over. That's my only worry. I am going to go Rams, and I am going to go with the over just, you know, off the basis points, but I don't feel confident about the over. I don't.
Feel
I feel better
confident.
About the Rams.
Feel confident. I think I'm more comfortable in the over than I am in the Rams because the Rams have lost two in a row.
You and I have gone in seven bets. We have five overs right now.
Well, yeah. It's an over type of a week. They set these lines low.
Yeah. All right. 49ers at Washington. My Niners are a 9.5-point favorite. Over is 41.5. Before you even type it, Bogman, I'm going San Francisco and the under.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't like this. We're on the same a bunch here. Ooh. The last what? Oh my God.
Oh my
I think
God.
We're only different on. Oh my God. We're only different on the over on Houston and Indy.
We haven't picked a single team differently. It's just two over unders.
I don't like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Look, Washington sucks, and they're one of the worst teams in the NFL. They won against the Dolphins last week, and it took them holding a 2-point conversion to win that game. The Niners are not nearly as banged up as Washington is either. They might be without Chris Thompson and Adrian Peterson. The only weapon they have on that team is Terry McLaurin. So where is their scoring coming from? I don't see it. And I don't know how much more than one Mississippi Case Keenum is going to get on every single snap in this game. So
this is
going to be one of those 8-sack games where this might be a shutout.
I see this could be like 24-3 at half, and then Niners maintain the ball, and maybe you get a score from Washington. I mean, I think the over could get a little wonky because the 49ers could absolutely pile on, and there could be a late score. But the 49ers defense is nothing to mess around about, and the only thing they're going to be able to do is hit long, and you're gonna have Richard Sherman pressed up on McLaurin all day long, and then they're just going to have a backpedal on the safeties on him. You just don't let, like, I think you and I said it before, just don't let F1 go deep, and then everything else is going to come into play because that defensive line, Nick Bosa is going to be in Case Keenum's ass all day long. All day long.
Yeah.
Does Adrian Peterson's not going anywhere down the middle with Armstead and Buckner.
If he even plays.
You know what? I don't know if Washington scores. I don't even know. The line is 49ers by 9.5. I don't know if Washington scores 9.5 because they won't do the half, obviously. But you know what I mean?
I won't
take the over on their points. I won't take the over under on 9.5 points.
No, I just said this could be a shutout, and I'm sticking by that. I would not be shocked at all. Yeah. If this was a complete dominating shutout. So
and then watch. Horrible things will happen. All right. Chargers at Tennessee. Tennessee's 2-point home favorite. 40.5 is your over-under. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
That's you.
I'm you first think? On this one, huh? All right. Neither one of these teams can score, so I'm taking the under on this one. So they just have proven the last couple weeks they haven't been able to score. I don't think Tennessee magically gets better with Marcus Mariota. Well, they're the same person, so it doesn't matter. With Ryan Mariota or Marcus Tannehill, it doesn't really matter, right?
I think Marcus
just switch their names
a
around.
Player.
Marcus Tannehill's the best of all.
Yeah, I like him more than what was the other one? Ryan Mariota. I don't like
Ryan Mariota. Yeah, Ryan Mariota sounds like a dick.
I don't like that guy. Yeah, yeah.
So
he's playing in the XFL. He was just drafted.
Chargers in the under because nobody can score, and I want to take the points in a game. I don't trust this game. I wouldn't touch it with my money at all. So if I'm not putting any money on it, I'm going to take the Chargers because I get at least the 2 points, and I'll take the under because nobody can score.
Yeah, I'm going to go Chargers as well, but I am going to go with the over on this one just because I think the Chargers can make this a little bit displaced. You know, if they get to Keenan Allen again, you get Mike Williams going, Melvin Gordon gets rolling, and Tennessee can't score, but I think they might be able to score a bit, especially with Derrick Henry on this offense. Right, you know, they might have simplified some game plans or, you know, they just might find more effectiveness with Tannehill. I don't feel confident about it, but I feel more confident about picking the Chargers, getting the 2, than I do the over. But yeah, give me the Chargers against Tennessee. Baltimore at Seattle. Seattle's a 3.5-point favorite. 48.5 is the over.
I'm going to go with the over on this one. I think both the defenses for these teams are overrated. I think we're going to see a ton of scoring both ways in this game. So I'm going to take Seattle at home. I feel like Baltimore could win this game flat out, though. Like, I feel like this game could go either way. So I'm really not confident in picking the team this week. Oh, God. You know what? No, give me Baltimore in the over. Oh, I'm going to take the points. I'm switching.
I thought we were going to have our first, because I'm taking Baltimore, but I'm going to take the under on this one. I was thinking, man, we're going to have our first game where we didn't pick the same team, but you turned over with me. I'm going to take Baltimore in the under, because the one thing I think that's interesting about these matchups as well, both defenses are used to, these are similar quarterbacks, you know, guys that can move throughout the pocket and have a good big arm, that I think both defenses are going to be a bit more prepared, and it could get a little bit sloppy. There's a chance for it to get a little bit sloppy early on. So that's why I like the under, and I definitely like Baltimore with the points here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Baltimore. I don't even mean in that way. I just mean in this game. I don't like Baltimore, but I do want the team getting points because I think this is a very even matchup. You know, I've seen Seattle has played everybody in the AFC North except Baltimore so far. You know, they beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. That was a game where Roethlisberger got hurt. They beat the crap out of the Browns, and they barely beat Cincinnati opening week. So they've been kind of up and down. I don't know what to expect from them. So I'm going to take Baltimore, but I'm going to go with the over in this one. I just think both defenses are overrated. They'll trade touchdowns early, and then it won't take much after. You know, if it's 20-20, it won't take much after that. So, you know, only 8.5 points to be precise. How about the Saints at the Bears? Bears favored by 3, coming off a bye week. Lowest over of the week, the Welsh at 38. This one feels like a trap. Yeah, so
they're trapping you with that. They're trapping you with that over line. They want you to take the over, and I'm falling right into it. I'm taking Chicago in the over on this one. I wish I was getting less. I wish it was like more of a pick 'em or Chicago by 1. But I think the defense is going to give fits to New Orleans and Bridgewater. Kamara's banged up right now. And yeah, give me Chicago. I feel decent about that. And really, as I look at the line, you know, I feel better about the over as well. I'm gonna take that over.
All right. So the over under is not even what I was talking about on the trappiness. It feels to me like giving Chicago a 3-point line against the Saints, one of the best teams in the league, even with Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah. They're much better, obviously, with Drew Brees, but they're good with Teddy Bridgewater. I know they're going on the road and their star player is banged up. But Chicago just lost to Oakland, man. Like, they're not a great squad either. So they're coming off the bye week, so I think I'm going to stick with them. And the line is too low. I'm going to go with the over two, but I do not like this game at all. So I'm like, I feel like you're more confident in the over. I'm just begrudgingly taking Chicago in the over.
We have not picked a single team differently.
Oh my God, we haven't.
Not one. We are absolutely
all right. I'll just pick
line.
Whoever you're going against in this next one.
Oh yeah, because it's Philly and Dallas. Dallas is a 2.5 point favorite. Over is 49. I despise this game on a lot of fronts because Dallas without Amari Cooper worries me, and I'm playing narrative where it's like they can't just keep losing. You know, they can't just keep looking bad.
What's the worst fan base between these two? Let's alienate some people.
Well, I mean, Dallas is more obnoxious. Philly might be worse people.
I think. I was going to say Philly's worse people, but Dallas has higher volume.
Damn it. So. I'm going Philly and the under.
Philly and the under. All right. You know what? I will take Dallas in the over
to go
the complete opposite of you. Yeah.
No science just doing it.
I feel no confidence either way in this game. I don't, you know what? I can't take Dallas. I got to take Philly.
Oh my God.
I have to do it. I'm sorry. I don't think Dallas matches up well with it. What looks like no Amari Cooper and no Randall Cobb, because when you pick on Philly, you pick on that pass defense, and I don't think they have the weapons to do it,
man,
this week. So I have to take Philly. I'll take the over just because you went with the under. I have no great
feeling.
This is
crazy. All right, last one. New England at the Jets, and then we're going to do our parlay because we got the time here. 9.5 favorite New England is. 44 is the over.
New England and... I hate this one. New England in the under.
Jets in the over.
That's it. Jets in the over.
Yep.
Are you just going?
No, I wasn't. To go different? I was thinking okay. Jets. They'll. Especially with Darnold back, they've got the offensive weapons. Buffalo and the Jets. They always have like a game where they play the Patriots hard. This is the spot for it. Patriots a little bit banged up. Gordon wasn't practicing. Edelman's had stuff. You've got Darnold back. You've got all the weapons. Yeah, I like New England here.
That defense is the Jets, so dominant.
Yeah, not wrong.
Defense is so dominant for New England. I can't go.
I don't feel confident about the over under. All right. So here's what's our parlay look like? Because my parlay is Houston getting a point. So Houston plus one.
Okay.
You go ahead.
I'm going to take the over in the Giants and Cardinals game. That is what I'm taking as one of my parlays. If I can hit the
okay.
O.
Okay. I am going to take the over in New Orleans and Chicago.
New Orleans, Chicago over. All right. You're way more confident in that than I am.
You know what? Delete that. I want Minnesota -1.5.
Minnesota -1.5. Okay.
And then you pick another one and then I'll decide.
I want the under in the Oakland and Green Bay game. Ooh. Because no wide receivers are healthy. So I think that's an easy.
I'm going with that one. That's my third.
That's your third? Okay. And then I think my third here is San Francisco -9.5.
Ooh. Oh, I like that one. All right. So parlay, I've got Houston +1, Minnesota -1.5, Oakland, Green Bay under. You have got Arizona Giants over, Oakland, Green Bay under, and San Francisco -9.5. That is our parlay. Those are our picks. I'm very excited. And we have one line that we differ on. So we are going down together. Or we are going to be celebrating together, and we'll see how it goes with the over-unders. And that, my friends, is all for me. Coming up here is Casey Bubba. Our boys coming up, spend an hour with Bogman. You missed any of the podcast, go listen to it on demand. Hopefully you guys have a very successful week. Survive those survivors. Battle through those guillotines. Make those playoffs. Hit us up on Twitter at @IsItTheWelsh and @BogmanSports. I step aside, but Bogman and Casey Bubba coming up for hour three, so don't go anywhere.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.